We're learning the sixth parak in Perkei Avos. We are up to Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah basically has just numerous psukim which are taken from Mishlei, which discuss the importance of Torah. Gedol haTorah shehinosenes chayim leyisehah biolam hazeh biolam haba. He uses this as a taking off point, saying that Torah is so great that it gives life to those people who are involved in them, not only in Olam Haba, in the world to come, but also in this world. And he brings numerous psukim to support this concept. Shnemar, as it says, Ki chayim heim lemoitzehem, it says that it's considered to be life for all those who find it. V'chol b'saro marpe, and for all of that person's flesh, the entire body will be healed. And on this, the Kahati explains that generally speaking, when a person takes a medication, so its purpose is to clear up one thing, but unfortunately sometimes there's side effects. However, when it comes to Torah, which is considered to be a samachayim, that's something which is a medication which gives life. In this, the pasuk says a chol basar marpe. It's going to make the entire body, it'll be a complete refuah, be perfect for everything. But Omer refuos. Furthermore, it says refuos tehi lisharecha. It says that there will be a refuah, healing for the person's body. V'shikul lats moisecha, and also for the marrow of your bones, that you can actually feel different in your very bones. Also, the word for atzamos means etzem, which means your very self, your essence. It'll be able to actually transform and change you. So some of these psukim we're familiar with, that Torah is comparable to a tree of life for those who grasp hold on to it, as well as the simcheha, those people who support it, Musha, they should be praised as well. But Omer, ki livas chen heimler eshecha, there as a garland of grace which is placed on one's head, va'anokim ligargar secha, and it should be like a necklace upon one's neck. So it's something in which is able to adorn you and beautify you as well, which doesn't mean necessarily physically, but in one's masim tovim. The Omer titin l'roish l'yaschein, again, that'll be placed upon your head, this garland of grace. Ateres tiferes timag necha. He says that when it comes to this crown, will be glory upon you, and that is how it will be delivered upon you. It says that with Torah, you'll have a riboy, you'll have a length of days, and it'll be added onto years of life. So even though, of course, in years are days, but it means that it's not just that you're going to have more years, but within those years will be quality. Each day will have more meaning. That it'll be on the right side, you'll have a length of days. On the left, your left side, you'll have wealth and honor. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes, V'omer ki orech yomi mishnos chayim, that a person again will be given a length of days as well as years. But that's not where it ends. V'shalom yosif alach, also Hashem will give us the ultimate blessing, the blessing of shalom, that of peace. Rabbi Chanan, Rechatz, 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 Rechatz,